Nina Perry had a school report to do. She's a fifth grader at Hazel Wolf K-8 STEM School in Seattle. And she sent us an email wanting to know about the causes of homelessness in the area. We thought one of the best people at KUOW for Nina to speak with is Kate Walters. She's done a lot of reporting about homelessness. So she sat down to answer Nina's questions about the issue.
So what are some of the causes of homelessness in Seattle?
It's a really big question, and I want to give you some context to start off with just about how big this whole topic is. So a couple of numbers, which are always fun. In the last set of numbers that we have, we know that there are nearly 4,000 people who are sleeping on the street, and then there are about 4,500 more people just in Seattle who are sleeping in things like shelters. That's just in the city. And then when you go countywide, it balloons out to a little over 11,000 people who are homeless. So basically, there are as many causes for homelessness as there are homeless people, is kind of what I've found. But that said, there are a few things that tend to pop up as sort of root causes that can be true for a lot of different people. One of the big ones is a lack of affordable housing. So I'm sure that you and your classmates know that in Seattle, there's a housing crisis and the rents have skyrocketed in recent years. And what that has meant for some people is that they just can't afford to live in the city anymore. So it might be that their rent was increased and their pay, their wage at their job wasn't. Or it might be something like they lost a job and maybe they would have been fine for a couple of weeks or a couple of months while they were finding a new one. But in this market, their rent is too much for them to be able to stay in a house. So there are lots of different reasons, but the lack of affordable housing is a really big one. And then there are a couple other things that come up pretty regularly, and those are a lack of treatment for mental health issues and addiction issues. So quite a lot of people on the streets are dealing with either addiction to alcohol or substances, and quite a lot of people on the streets are dealing with mental health issues as well.
Does racism play a role in being homeless in our area?
Yes, it definitely does. It's interesting that you ask that, because it's one of those things that has kind of been an elephant in the room for a really long time, and people haven't addressed it in the past, whereas I think the city now has started looking at this and addressing this in a more sort of head-on type of way. Mm-hmm. So here are a couple of things that I can tell you that sort of illustrate the fact that this is a problem. Black people in Seattle, African Americans in Seattle and the King County area are 5 times more likely to be homeless than their white neighbours, and Native Americans in the community are 7 times more likely to be homeless than their white neighbours. It comes in with systemic racism. So things like the African-American population being overrepresented in the criminal justice system, so black males specifically being more likely to be incarcerated. If you think about people coming out of jail, they are facing, you know, a record. They may not have housing set up, and having a record can be a real barrier to getting a job as well as, you know, having someone rent to you. And then, you know, housing discrimination has been a problem with people of color for a long time.
How does a lack of a place to live affect people's personal lives and health?
This is actually a really good question, and it sort of gets to the human aspect of this. I'll go through this by talking about a woman that I chatted with. I've sort of met up with her multiple times over the last few years, and she's been homeless on and off several times and living on the streets or in shelters. And one of the things that she told me that sort of illustrated how this has impacted her is she just really misses being able to be normal. So things like easily being able to do laundry or cook a meal or have a shower or go to the bathroom. She also sort of talked about the lack of sleep and feeling really stressed because she was afraid to go to sleep outside because she thought, you know, maybe something would happen to her, but also she had all of her possessions with her. And so if someone stole her stuff, you know, that would kind of set her back. And then the health part of it is a really big problem because not only is it more difficult to access healthcare, and healthcare's, you know, not necessarily affordable for folks who are living on the street, but it kind of compounds all of the problems. So I talked to a woman who was telling me that especially in winter, when people are living outside and they get wet, they can't get dry very easily. So they're kind of constantly damp for a period of time, which can be really bad for them. And then, you know, it's difficult to keep sores or any sort of open wounds clean. And then, you know, just in terms of things like taking medication, if you're living unsheltered or even in a shelter, if the routine is not sort of set and you've got to work out when to take medication or you have to take it with a meal and you don't know when you're going to eat next, those kinds of things can become a problem for people as well.
It's kind of sad that people have to be scared when they're out on the streets that someone will steal something, because they've already lost so much. And you know that they're homeless, they're sleeping on the streets, they have nowhere to go, and still some people steal from them. And to remember about the previous life that they had lived before being homeless.
I was really interested when we saw your email, and I was just sort of thinking, you know, I don't know if I would have been thinking about this topic when I was your age. So I'm curious why you decided that you wanted to do your report about homelessness in the city.
So ever since I can remember, I've always been seeing homeless people asking for money or just sitting in the streets being cold and not having any place to go. And recently, for like a past 2 years, there's been this man who's been sitting out the QFC just kind of down the road from our house. And so me and my mom saw him one day, and so we brought him food. And I just kind of thought about what would happen if people thought about it more and they thought, oh, wow, this is more than just a small problem that's not important. Because they don't really think about the homeless people who are sitting out there. Well, you have a home and a place to get food and a place to get a good education. It would be better if people knew what impact it had on our city. It's not just one person's problem. It affects all of us.